I just concluded the second of two executive sessions pertaining to evaluating complaints relative to a public officer or employee and to review the performance of a district employee. Are there any comments or motions to be made by the board?
Given the urgency of the situation, I make the motion that San Juan EMS supply us with any and all special reports concerning case number, which will be given later because of HIPAA concerns, to the board so that we can evaluate internally the quality of such actions and reports.
Seconded.
Discussion?
No discussion.
Well, I would add, in the face of silence, that I will vote affirmatively, assuming that this is in compliance with the law. Any sort of rules and regulations up to and including HIPAA concerns, and I don't know that to be the case. Warren, do you?
This is a quality issue at the heart of this EMS agency, and it depends on the existence or non-existence of reports and whether people were doing their job appropriately, both during and after the incident, and how it was reviewed on a quality nature. I think that we have total right as the commissioners that overlook the quality of what is put out onto the street to have this report. And in my, the HIPAA laws.
That's sufficient.
Yeah.
That's sufficient. Any other comments from the board?
Yeah, I did.
All for a vote?
Stand by.
One more.
We have to make very certain that there's the report information received is expunged of any HIPAA-sensitive information.
That's what I said.
It is. I want to underline that.
I'm sure that'll get done.
Okay. Well, Warren, could you modify your resolution to include that?
No, I think that's federal law, but it has to be. I'm sure that's federal law. It has to be anyway, but we do it all the time. Yeah. My issue isn't so much. Yeah, my issue is not the HIPAA redactations. It's the follow-up and how that was conducted, if it was conducted. I'm not even sure if it was conducted.
Okay. So, could you restate your motion, sir?
I move that any quality assurance, internal quality assurance reports, evaluations, and or special incident reports concerning run, I'll call it HIPAA, because it's the number is HIPAA protected, be provided to the commissioners within, well, if they're there, within 48 hours. Because if they're there, they're there. If they're not, they're not. So 48 hours.
If indeed there has to be HIPAA redactations, then, 48 hours is pretty tight, don't you think?
Then supply them all the reports to the superintendent to move them forward for HIPAA, but they are given to the superintendent within 48 hours. Because if they're there, they're there, and if they're not, they're not. And then we can stabilize that and move on. And then have our HIPAA redacting attorney put on notice that we want these.
So this is a basically a de novo motion in replacement of the first one. So is there a second?
Seconded.
Very good. Any further discussion?
The only de novo about this is the timeline. So hopefully that does not change
any vote. Well, it's changed, though. So it's, you know, we can either modify the first motion or, better yet, just switch them out. So any further discussion on the second motion? Call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? So was that unanimous?
Yes,
it was.
Okay, very good. Motion passes unanimously. Any further business from the board? Comments?
No.
Session is adjourned. Thank you.
Can you tell us who the employee is?
No.
No.
And it may not. No. That's why we have the executive session.
No,
you're just evaluating. You're just evaluating right now.
Okay.